Welcome to another Carlo and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.
Now, g'day, Sean. Let's talk a little bit about basketball today.
Basketball? We haven't done much basketball yet, have we?
Well, we've done a few, but...
I'm not biased or anything.
No, but I'm just... I remember one day walking through here to Starplex in Gawler, and I seen these old fuddy-duddies playing basketball, and there was this tall guy at the other end. I was shocked to see it was you. How did you get into playing basketball?
Through my children. And I've just got to say this, because this is for all tall people who've never played basketball. Everyone expects tall people to play basketball. And when you say, I haven't, and I never played basketball as a kid ever. And so picking it up at a social level when you're older is not easy. And people just assume that you're tall, you must be able to play basketball, and that just wasn't the case with me. But I got into it because of my kids.
Now, what were you, about 6'5"?
I'm about that. I'm 196 centimetres, so I think that's just under 6'6".
Gee. Now, of course, you got your two boys who are in their 20s now, Daniel and Nathan. They both played a bit of basketball, and I believe Daniel still does. But Nathan was, what, 6'4"?
Nathan's about 6'4", yeah, so he's a little bit shorter than me. And Daniel's a bit taller than me.
So what's Daniel?
About 6'9".
6'9". I think 6'9" is around about, used to be the measuring stick for the tallest player in the old SNFL football.
Yeah, well, there's some big guys getting around now, isn't it? And so I think there's a few guys who are probably 6'9", 6'10" now playing in footy. And more basketballers, interestingly enough, are going into football because it's a great background for Aussie rules.
Yeah, that's sort of been a common... scenario for about the last decade or so, where basketball is converting to football.
Well, it is. You've got great athletes, and they're big athletes, and they're really agile. They've got great speed, they can jump, they've got good hand-eye coordination. I mean, obviously, sometimes a lot of the, and even the girls now, a lot of our girls are going, basketballs are going into footy. Erin Phillips, for example, Crows captain, and so they've got all that background, and if they played a bit of footy as a kid, they can kick and mark and do all those things, and so obviously teams say, well, you've got a ready-made athlete, we just have to teach them a bit in terms of skills and concepts.
Now, talking locally up here in Gawler, I remember the old Central District Basketball Club back in the day. I think it was might have been the 80s. They won one flag where they were fifth at the end of the minor round. They went through and they won the premiership, and that's basically the only aspect about basketball in the North I can recall until the Northern Region Sports Academy basketball scenario started under Ricky Simpson, which was about 2002, 2003.
Yeah. It's been a great association, obviously, here at Starplex, and Ricky was involved with Trinity stuff before that, and when Starplex got off the ground and had the courts going, he took over and managed that, which he's still doing. And so certainly, like, you know, this year, for example, Central District's boys, as our boy club, was the state championship club. And so our girls are starting to improve. Our seniors this year had, to be fair, average years. But in fact, Dave Bamwell, who was in that 1984 premiership team, is now coaching our women's team.
Wow.
So there's a bit of a link there. And also add that Ricky Simpson, we've just appointed him as our men's coach. So there's some good connections. And certainly... you look at this year, for example, there's been a strong association with the kids in the academy. We've had over 20 kids in state programs this year.
Yep.
We've got a lot of kids going off to college. And we can start to see those improvements in performance.
I know Ricky's idea about bringing it up originally was to get the Northern basketballers noticed, give them the opportunity, because it's a long way to travel into town for Gawler and Northern-type people. And he's been very successful because the turnover of... players from this area that have one gone on and played state juniors or even seniors or gone to colleges in America, it's astounding.
It is, and I think you're right, like the NITP program, the intensive training program, is always based in the metro area. And, you know, Gawler's not that far, but if you're doing a lot of travelling, which a lot of mums and dads have to do with their kids these days, it just, you know, leaving school out here, getting there, coming back, it takes its toll. And so having somewhere here closer to us where kids can come and get good quality training, and like Ricky obviously runs it, Ramiah Simpson, his son, helps out. Like we've had, you know, Kevin Brooks when he was here, like our American imports that work, that come and play for Centrals, get involved. So there's always good quality people around, and certainly our guys from the club are getting some good background.
Now, I'm really interested to, as a father, watching Daniel and Nathan come through the system. How was that? How did they get involved? I mean, you were a Hamathire, and all of a sudden they're basketballers. What happened?
Well, just in fact, Daniel started because a mate of his, Daniel Richardson, I think they were in like year two here, and they actually started playing at Gawler Rec Centre. And so there was a good social comp there, and then the kids went down there. His mate invited him down, and obviously being a big kid again, big kids get invited out to basketball. And so he went down. I still remember clearly his first game, and he caught the ball for the first time. And Daniel's always been a big man, a big boy, but three little kids grabbed the ball, and he just held on to it. But he just looked at them with this smile on his face, like it was just fun to have people playing together. And I had to sort of curb my competitive instincts as rip that ball off, but no. And that sort of, he got into it, and his mates played, and then he came over when Starplex got established and kept going at the social level, and then people from Central said, why don't you come out and have a run, which he did. And he played in the lower divisions and stuff to start with, and as he got sort of more coordinated and started to enjoy it, off he went.
And of course, he's gone on to sit on the bench for the 36ers, got some court time?
Got a little bit, yeah. He came back from, went to American College, which was always one of the things he wanted to do. So he went over there and did that and really enjoyed it. Ended up playing in the national championships there with his college, and came back, got a development gig with the 36ers, got a bit of court time, not much. He really loved that year there. He was hoping, his aim was to try and get a contract in the NBL, but that hasn't happened. So him and his wife are going to head back to America, got married to an American girl, lovely girl, Alicia. So they're going to go back to California later this year and get on with the rest of their life now.
So your grandchildren are going to have dual passports?
Well, I hope so. I know each country is different. And I'm like looking into the American stuff. Apparently you're supposed to denounce your original citizenship, which I'm hoping doesn't have to happen, because I think that's a bit of a travesty, isn't it? So, but we will certainly have to be travelling at least to see any possible grandkids, which I'm looking forward to being a grandfather. I know yourself, you love being a grandfather, and I look forward to it too, but I might just have to travel a bit further to see them.
Yes, it is a joy. I've got little Charlotte, my granddaughter. You just met her.
Yeah, she's very cute, yes, very sweet.
3 years old, so very good age.
Yeah, and you can give them back.
Well, that's probably the best part about it. Yeah, she's very much like her mum, Rebecca. And Rebecca was a lovely child as well, but there were times where it got a little bit testing, as it is with most children, but I don't have too many testing times with Charlotte. If I do, I just hand her back.
And I think we probably learn. I think I've done my practice, and I'll probably be better, with my grandkids. Maybe I'll do a better job. I think I did a reasonable job, but you always make mistakes and you learn from them.
Well, I remember my grandma, my mum's mum, Grandma Shearer. She died in 2007. She was 102 years old,
wow.
And she was just a very special person right through my life. And I loved her to bits. And I'll never forget my mum saying, "Oh, she was different as a mother."
Yeah, my mum has, I had to explain to my kids, there's Nana K rules at her place, and when you get back home, there's our rules. Get used to it.
Continuing with Daniel and Nathan, what's Daniel doing now? He's playing for Woodville?
He played for Woodville in Premier League this year, and so, again, I don't know whether he'll play when he goes back to the States. I don't think he'll be. I mean, there's different leagues and stuff, but he's more looking now at pursuing his career. This is happens when you're having a go at trying to make professional sports. You put a lot of stuff on hold,
mm-hmm.
and at some point you've got to go, well, hang on a minute, this is not working for me. I'm not making a living out of this, and I have to now get into the real world in that sense, and get a job and move on. And so I hope that both him and Alicia's a great basketballer herself, and so, something that I hope they keep doing at some level and enjoy.
What about Nathan as a basketballer?
Oh, look, Nathan was a really good basketballer. He was, again, playing at Lions here, and he also was in the Sassy squad. And so about 14. I guess I could say unfortunate, but it's a fact, like, haemophilia runs in my wife's family.
Mm.
And we did get, Sharon got tested before we got married, and it came back that she wasn't a carrier. And so we never considered our kids would have haemophilia, but Nathan had a health issue, went to hospital at 14, and they came back and said, your son's actually got haemophilia, which wasn't linked at the time, but it was something that we didn't know. And so he had a few complications after that with that particular issue. And so he tried to keep playing for a little while, but you know, playing contact sports. And as you get bigger and stronger and you're playing against bigger bodies, it starts to have its impact. And so he probably never really got the chance to go on to where he could have been, because he was actually a very good shooter, great ball handler. And I used to look at him and think, well, you're going to be about, you know, 6'4", 6'5", and you've got great skills. Very different player than Daniel in terms of what he did, but unfortunately he hasn't had the chance to do it.
Now, a question without notice. Did either of the boys ever competitively throw a hammer?
Daniel did, actually, and he did it here at school, and he had the school record for one of the age groups for a little while. And he had a few throws, and he quite enjoyed it. And Nathan did one season of little athletics, and it wasn't really for him. And my dad grew up playing footy, and I played footy as a young kid too, but doing athletics, and so, you know, and then you eventually go a certain way. So as a parent, I was just wanted my kids to enjoy being involved in sport. I think it's a great avenue, and made lots of friends, and I think it's good for your development as a person. And so I was happy for them, as long as they were doing something. And they both really have loved basketball. And like Sharon and my wife have both got involved in it in terms of, not playing so much, but like in terms of supporting the club and being on committees and doing all that sort of stuff. So that's what you do, don't you? You get involved with what your kids do and be part of it.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, when my son Sam, he played a lot of sport, and, you know, I tried to get him to play baseball and footy, you know, which are my two main sports. And funny enough, when he was at school, they got him in the tennis program. He started playing tennis, and I'd never played tennis in my life, and I was a squash player. And I went out and played a couple of seasons of tennis with him as my teammate. So follow the son into a sport, which you've done with your basketball. What was that like, playing basketball as a senior?
I'm a terrible basketballer, really. And I have learned a lot by, I have got better, because I have actually learned a lot by watching and listening, and I do enjoy a bit of coaching stuff now. But it was actually nice to go back into a team environment. Like when you do athletics, it's, you know, you've got your sort of small team around you, but it was nice to go back into sort of that team environment.
Well, that was all very interesting. This is the end of another Colour and Lade Sports Show. I'm Robert Laidlaw.
And I'm Sean Carlin.